Who's making money in the beef business these days and who isn't? Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shay O'Shagham says with supplies of cattle the tightest in 50 or 60 years, then obviously
the cow-calf operators are in pretty good shape. Feedlot operators, at least through August, with the lower feed costs, we're showing positive returns.
Which is a turnaround for them. But the folks in the beef packing business are in a real squeeze now. They have to buy those pricey cattle from the feedlots.
They're doing their best to try and push down the prices of fed cattle. We have seen prices drop somewhat, but you've got to have cattle. You've got to run your lines. And we anticipate we will see prices move up in the fourth quarter.
And bring bigger negative margins to beef packers and processors, those that have enough cattle to even stay open. We've already seen at least three plants close so far this year, with reports circulating of other possible closures in the next few months as supplies of cattle continue to shrink. Consumers are continuing to buy beef despite the high prices. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shay O'Shagham says the question is, as prices continue up, when will consumer demand slack off, if ever?
I mean, they have been willing to pay higher prices continuously for the past number of months. However, you're going to see an increase in broiler production. Pork production is going to begin to increase moving into 2015. And that's going to put some downward pressure on the prices of competing meats. And you may see consumers begin to shift away from beef into alternative meat protein sources.
Of course, that's still a maybe. But one thing is for sure, that over the next year,
the tighter supplies of cattle, the higher prices for cattle are going to translate into upward pressure on retail prices.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.